In today's video, I'm going to explain why chasing pips in your trading can actually make you poor. So let's talk about that and much more right now. Hi, Forex traders. It's Andrew Mitchum here, the Forex Trading Coach, on holiday in the south of France and having a fantastic time. Now, today I'm going to talk about why chasing pips as a Forex trader can actually be to your detriment. It's not always a good thing. You see, a lot of people think that to make money in trading, you have to make so many pips. And I have people all the time come to me and say, hey, Andrew, can you tell me how many pips you're making per trade or per week or per time frame, whatever it might be? And honestly, I have no idea. What I can tell you is how much I'm making in terms of monetary value and also, more importantly, a percentage. Because if you're making a percentage gain, it doesn't matter what size your account is, you're always making that same percentage gain. So, for example, if you're making, you know, let's say 10% in a month on a $10,000 account, there's no reason really, apart from maybe a few psychological issues, why, you know, you can't make a 10% gain on a 100,000 account or a million account. You know, it's purely maybe, you know, a few, like I said, psychological issues of being a little bit more nervous with bigger dollar amounts. But really, the actual percentage and the way that you trade, in theory, should be exactly the same. But the problem is that most people don't think like that. Most people think that to make profit in trading, they have to make X number of pips. And as I explained a number of times, that to me, that's just a really bad way of trading, and it's likely not to be profitable overall. And I'll give you a few examples. Let's say you were taking trades on, let's say, you know, 5 minute, 15 minute time frame charts, and you're making lots of, say, 5 and 10, maybe 20 pips sort of trades all the time. And then you have a few losing trades, but you happen to lose, say, 30 or 40 or 50 pips on a trade. Then the problem is when you're trading for X number of pips as a gain, is that one or two losing trades can quickly wipe out all the gains that you had from a number of profitable trades. Whereas if you're looking at making X percent per trade, if you're letting, let's say, for example, you're risking half of 1% per trade, which is what I suggest that you risk, you know, half of, that's of your account size, of your overall account size, so half of 1%. If you happen to make a profitable trade, let's say you make, you know, 2-to-1 return, I can then say, well, I've made a 1% account gain by risking 0.5% on my account. You know, and that to me is far better. It doesn't matter whether it's, let's say, making 25 pips with a, you know, like a 12 pip stop or making 100 pips with a 50 pip stop. It really doesn't matter. It's a 2-to-1 return. And that, in my opinion, is a far better way of trading, because then it doesn't matter what time frame chart you're trading, what pair you're trading, what time of the day. It doesn't really matter how many pips you're making, because as long as that the trade's making 2 or 3 times on average, you know, of what you're risking, then you're going to make some really serious money from your trading. So you notice all the way through that, you know, pips really don't count for a great deal. So hope that helps you with your trading. If you have any more questions like that, anything you'd like me to help you with, just drop me an email, andrew@theforextradingcoach.com, and I'll make a video about it and help you guys out with your trading. So that's it for now, and I look forward to talking to you this time next week.